feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shandy. This is the Avyakta Murli, 30th November 1999. Devil foreigners, raise your hands. Look, the double foreigners receive many chances. They are double foreigners in every group. Double foreigners are not told not to come for any turn. Is this a small fortune? All of you know that Bab Dada is always pleased with your renunciation, courage, and the honesty in your heart. If you fall, you always speak the truth. You do not hide anything. And because you tell the truth, half is forgiven. This is why Bab Dada always remembers the double foreigners and always gives them love and remembrance. Renunciation, Tyag, courage, Himmat, and honesty. Man has become a bundle of lies. Why does a person lie? Baba says, this is Jhoot Khand, kingdom of falsehood, kingdom of untruth, land of untruth. Why does a person lie? For safety. Lies make them comfortable. For lies, you don't need courage. And you can invent lies so easily. You cannot invent truth. You have to discover truth. Truth is hard, harsh. Lies are comfortable. You can invent multiple lies. For truth, you need courage. Lies are shortcuts. There are lies everywhere. Bertrand Russell has said somewhere that every thief says loudly that you should not steal. Because if everybody becomes a thief, then what about him? People will steal from him also. So it's danger to his profession. So every thief will say, stealing is a bad thing, you should not do. And the greater the thief, the louder he will say. We are surrounded by lies. Everywhere there are lies. They are very easy. There are lies everywhere, and they manifest outside in the form of awards, prizes, recognition, acknowledgement. Easy. But truth is associated with crucifixion and death. If you tell truth, people crucify you. But if you tell lies, you can fabricate, you can manipulate things. You can manipulate any awards in this world. The whole system is somewhere corrupt. So everywhere there are lies after lies. If you want any award, it's not that easy. You have to take help of all these things. Does anybody get a prize just like that? You have to submit so many documents and show that I have done these many things. So there is a desire for recognition. For any award. Any award, you have to submit so many things. You have to show. Because there is a competition. There are 100 others who have submitted the documents. So as I said, you can invent lies, but you cannot invent truth. You have to discover it. Truth is hard, a journey, a long journey. Lies are simple. That's why Baba praises those who are honest. Those who can say that, yes, we have fallen down. And Baba says, half is forgiven. If you can say that, if you have that courage to accept your blunder, mistake, sin, to point fingers at others, it's very easy. He does this, he does this. But what you know of him? You have no knowledge. What you are seeing is just the surface of that person. What depth is there within is unknown to you. You see only what is the behavior, action, speech. The being is unseen. And person can lie on this. Person can show that he is very honest. He is very pure, celibate, very intelligent. But inside, there is nothing like that. Or, on the surface, person appears stupid, dull. But inside, there is a deep wisdom hidden, which is invisible, unseen, untouched, impalpable. There are 8 types of lies. First, white lies. Safed jhoot. First is white lies. They are minor lies. Where is your father? My father, he is busy. Right, he is sleeping inside. Is he at home? No, he is out of home. He has gone somewhere out. Like a mother is telling, a child is afraid. And he comes running home and tells his mother, Mother, a lion is chasing me. The mother says, how many times you will lie? That is not lion, that is dog. I have told you millions of times. The child says, you have never told me millions of times. You are lying. One philosopher has said that we cannot live without lies. Man cannot live with truth. Lies are compulsory for him. He keeps on lying the whole day and whole night. Lying about everything. Lies have become the integral part of his personality. That's why to become a man of truth takes courage. Because the moment you become a man of truth, you go against entire society. People look at you as an enemy. People hate you when you speak truth. When you follow the system, when you follow the community, you are seeing everything is wrong there. But you just stay calm. Or you support the lies. No issues. The moment you speak the truth, like Socrates, they will poison you. Like Mansur, they will kill you. like Jesus, you will be crucified. Like Buddha, you will be stoned. Like Mahavira, they will nail your ears. That is the society. That is the world. They don't like truth. They don't love truth because truth makes them uncomfortable. Truth disturbs their sleep. They are sleeping in the sleep of laziness, slumber of untruth, and that makes them comfortable. Truth is dangerous. It's absolutely bitter, and that makes you awake. Who likes to wake up from the sleep? Do you love the person who wakes you in the middle of the night? Oh, sleep, get up. What? Is there nothing? Are you happy with him? You look at him as your enemy. Okay, one day is fine. But every day somebody wakes you at 12 midnight. For minor reasons. Are you there available in OPD tomorrow? He remembers at 11 o'clock at night. Are you going somewhere? No. So, first type of lies are white lies. The second type of lies are exaggeration. Atishayokti. The truth is this much. We have conducted a program. 100 people came. You tell 500 had come. How many people were there in the class? Oh, whole hall was chock-a-block with people. Don't ask. And there were hardly anybody in front. That is exaggeration. People have a tendency to modify the truth, to tamper with truth. Because that makes them, gives them a feeling of elation, happiness. We are something that satisfies the ego. The ego feels, nice. Because when you say that, people appreciate you. And everybody is hungry for appreciation. Subscribers, likes. You see my video. People keep on sending me their videos. This is my video. You must see it. It's very good. Channels. Exaggeration. This is also a lie. Because that's a stimulus, in fact. And the moment the stimulus is removed, you get shock. If you don't get this thing, that is actually the force that keep person moving, or it's a flip that keeps them alert. The third is dhoka, deception. The third type of lies, deception, when you deceive somebody. You tell him, okay, I will do this, and you don't do it. People tell me many times, oh, please wait, don't go. I am coming. It's already 1 o'clock. They say, I'm just coming in 2 minutes. And they are hardly there till 1:30. They are not there. And the next day when they meet, they hardly talk about it. As if they have forgotten. So, the deception varies in degree. Money laundering, so many cases of money laundering are going on in India, across the world. Yeah. That's why Baba says, truth is very hard, harsh. Not everyone can speak the truth. The next is fourth, plagiarism. Plagiarism is, you steal literature, you steal videos, or you steal somebody's ideas, some book. You take ideas from somebody's book and you publish it as your book. That's why there is a copyright always. But still, people do plagiarism. Videos, CDs, there is a lot of plagiarism happening. Pirated copies. That is all plagiarism. That is also a form of untruth. Then another is bold-faced truth, lie. Sarasar jhoot. Bold-faced. Absolute lie. You talk in front of everyone. I will do this. Next day you say, I never said. Everybody is witnessed. Everybody has seen you have said. But you said, I never said this. And you are so confident It is absolutely naked lie. It's such a bold-faced lie. You said that, yes, I will do, definitely I will do. Don't worry, I am with you. Whole life I will stay with you. I love you. And next day, who are you? I have never seen you. I never heard of you. These are compulsory liars. These people are compulsory liars. They have, it is not that they have lied to you or her. They have lied to everyone. That is their, it is in their blood. So they are compulsory. It's an addiction for them. They lie all the time. Without any reason, without any purpose. Where are you going? So he says, I'm going to the market. After some time, you find him in the kitchen. You said in the, you are going to the market. He said, no, I never said. You're shocked. Absolutely shocked. But he is comfortable. He has no guilt, nothing. He's absolutely comfortable, peaceful, doing yoga in front of Baba. And you are shocked. I remember when we were doing MBBS, we were staying in the hostel. In the hostel, in the ground floor, there was only one phone. So it was very difficult to lie. If the phone comes from home, the security guard will shout and we have to run down and answer the call. If suppose we are not there in the hostel, he will tell he is not there. But then the phone made an entry towards the final year. And then people would be in the garden and moving around. And they said, oh, we are in the hostel, we are in the library. Here it was impossible to lie. Because you have to run. Because that security guard will keep on shouting the name till the time you come down. So, we are living in such a society that lies have become integral part of our being. And they have become very easy. And mobile cell phones have made them further easy. Then, next is mangadant, fabrication. You do fabrication. You fabricate the truth. Lot of fabrication is done. One is exaggeration, another is fabrication. You add your own stories in it. You have seen, oh, this brother and this sister are sitting together. And you tell others, oh, they are sitting every day like this. There's something going on between them. So a lot of things you add from your own mind to make the things more spicy and to serve them on the platter to the public. Because when you break such news, you become center of attraction. If there is a person who is held in great respect by everybody, and if you get such news about him and you start spreading, people follow you, people believe you, you become a center of attraction. People say, oh yes, really? We were in darkness about him. We thought he is such a great moral man. And thanks that you told us the truth. Now we will stay alert. That is fabrication. And the seventh is breaking promises. You promise and you break. You promise somebody, okay, I'll do this, but you don't do it. And the last is compulsive lying. Well, lying has become a habit. So they said these are the eight types of lies. And what is the problem with lies, you know? For lies, you have to tell lie many times to hide a single thing, lie. You have to give different answer to different people. You should have a very sharp memory because you have to remember everything you have said till now. Truth is same, single, very simple. But lies, you have to give different statements, different versions to different people. So, and lies, there is a fear, there is an anxiety. And when you keep on lying, it becomes a sanskar. And also there is a loss of self-respect and happiness. So, Baba is ocean of truth. If you want to reach him, you have to follow the path of truth. Once Abraham Lincoln was with his members, and they were about to start dinner. People knew that he is not a churchgoer. Abraham Lincoln was not a churchgoer. So one person said, let us pray to God before breakfast. Let God be on our side. Abraham Lincoln said, let us pray in some other way. Let us be on God's side. So to be on God's side means to be on the side of truth. And for that you have to suffer. But then the result is very sweet. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Double foreigners, raise your hands. Look, the double foreigners receive many chances. There are double foreigners in every group. Double foreigners are not told not to come for any turn. Is this a small fortune? All of you know that Bab Dada is always pleased with your renunciation, your courage, and the honesty in your heart. If you fall, you always speak the truth. You do not hide anything, and because you tell the truth, half is forgiven. This is why Bab Dada always remembers the double foreigners and always gives them love and remembrance. Avyakta Murli, 30th November 1999.